everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And we are here for our third episode of the Feedback Friday, where we talk about all the different stuff that has happened on the podcast. And we talk about the things to come. And it's just very exciting. And Amber is usually in charge of this show, but she was not feeling well. So I am stepping in and leading this episode of the Friday Feedback. And I'm Rachel, and this is very fun for me. And Caroline, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes. And Amy's here.
Hello.
Yes. So we had a pretty good week this week. It was pretty exciting on the podcast, I would say. We had a very special announcement, I guess, yesterday that we are back in the iTunes top 120. Just as of yesterday, we were at 114 out of 200 iTunes TV and film. And I was so excited because I have been, of course, I check it every day because I'm obsessive about these things. And we haven't been, even though our numbers have been so good, the darn Game of Thrones was thwarting us. All the Game of Thrones podcasts. And because I knew that our numbers were just as, we actually had higher numbers in May than we had had in December, which was our previous high. So, and we were in the top 65 actually in December, because people just aren't podcasting, I don't think, as much as December. And anyway, I was just, when are we gonna? And so when I had just finished recording a podcast and I looked and I was so excited. Yay. So Caroline, how did you feel about that? It was pretty fun, right?
It was exciting. When I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, yay.
Amy, can you believe it? That we're back.
I can't. I'm so excited. It's awesome.
Yeah. So thank you to everybody for listening.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Because most of the other podcasts in this top 200 are on a network, which we're hoping to someday get. We're working towards. But you know, they're major stars, major corporate network podcasts. And here's us out of my house, basically. That, so it's really, really exciting, and we just hope to keep growing and keep becoming better and improving. Mm-hmm. And it's just been so rewarding the last couple of months, building our team, growing, and it's just yay.
Yeah, I want to beat this Bachelor show next.
Yes,
that's my next goal.
Yeah, that's right. they're the next after, now that the Game of Thrones people are gone.
We got to beat the Bachelor.
Yeah, beat the Bachelor. All the Game of Thrones fans that are really sad about Game of Thrones and how it ended, come to Hallmark.
Yeah, come watch Hallmark movies. Yeah. We have hundreds.
Yeah, we will make you feel good. We will remind you about love. And we will make you laugh on the podcast.
Very few people, I have to say very few now, die in Hallmark.
We've had one.
No, salty about it.
Just one time on When Calls the Heart, and we're still recovering. We're still going through the five stages. But
zero death.
Yeah, we're zero death.
None.
we will be the heart of television as Hallmark.
Yes.
Hallmark. Both. So that was really, really cool. So thank you to everybody for listening. And we just can't wait to keep becoming even better. And we will take over the world by the end. So we also had our t-shirt competition that ended on last night. And we had Team Postables was incredible. They did an incredible job of representing and gathering their teams, as we knew they would, because the Postables are incredible. And ordering our little hashtag t-shirts that we designed, and we understand that there is a lot of a higher shipping cost, and so we'll keep looking and trying to find the best option for our podcast, but we do recognize that. So we even more appreciate the people that participated and purchased the the shirts and the other products and other things like that. And we are definitely going to have a lot of fun with our new line that we'll design and create. We've already got some fun ideas of what we could do for postables. And what do you guys think of this whole t-shirt, hashtag t-shirt competition?
Well, I didn't know postables was such a big community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen half of the movies. Oops, sorry. I've only seen the ones that have come out in the past 2 years, so I didn't know that so many people were into it. So, like, I'm really happy for you guys for getting all this merchandise. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. They are a force to be reckoned with.
I didn't know.
The Hardys were, like, intense fan base. The Postables are... I love interacting with the Postables. It's so fun. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we even had a follower on Twitter, Jessica Bose. It's at JMBOSSE77. She posted her wearing her Postable shirt, which was so fun, and we loved that. So thank you so much. And we actually even got Hallmark Drama to comment saying, "Love your Postable shirt." Hashtag the few, the proud, the postal, hashtag Hallmarky. So that was really
now fun. If only they would give us Hallmark Drama.
No, come on, Hallmark Drama.
It's not available in Southern California.
Oh no.
It's not available in Utah. I know that.
Yeah.
Do you have it there?
I have Hallmark Drama, yes, in South California. Yeah. Come on to South. Yeah.
unless they've updated it in the past like 2 months since I checked, Hallmark Drama is not available in Southern California, which is so weird because Hallmark is based in Southern California, but whatever.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like how they don't have it in Vancouver.
Yeah.
I guess. But.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yeah, we actually got a voicemail from one of our postable friends talking about their love for the show.
Hi, I'm calling in for the Hallmarkies Podcast Challenge. My name is Jessica Bassi, and I'm for the Postables team. There are so many things about the Postables that are great, but the first is the community. I remember after I found the show, I posted about it on Twitter, and literally it exploded. It was amazing. All of a sudden, I was connected to this group who supports each other, they pray for each other, and share wisdom from the show. Because as we like to quote from Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, we're not strangers anymore, we're the Postables. And the Signed, Sealed, and Delivered series as a whole is just so well thought out, wonderfully written, with a fantastic cast, and you just learn so much from the stories about friendship, faith, and family. It's really amazing. So hopefully this call helps the Postables to win the challenge, because it's such an amazing family to be a part of, and they really deserve to win. Thank you. Bye.
Yes. So, Caroline, what do you think about Signed, Sealed, Delivered series and the Postables?
I fell in love with Signed, Sealed, Delivered, the very first movie. I love the faith element, like she said, and I love the, like, the male aspect too. It was just a fun series, and I love how supportive they are to each other. And she's right about Twitter. If you post anything about the Postables, like 10, 15 of them comment. It's so neat.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes I get myself in trouble with the Postables, but they are really fun and a really nice community. And I Love the Postables movies. I think the Christmas one is still probably my favorite because, you know, I love Christmas movies. And I just think it does that faith-based film in a way that is very difficult, and it pulls it off, and it respects everybody's character, and it doesn't shame anybody for different beliefs. And I just, it's really well-written and well-acted. And so I agree. It's a great series. And so... there, it's gonna be really fun. We're excited to be designing those shirts and other things, so that we will make good on our side of the competition. Got a new review of our podcast on the Facebook group. This is not our patron Facebook group. This is our just regular Facebook page, I should say, Facebook page. From Holly Cortez Maki, she says, I highly recommend the Hallmarkies podcast. The discussion is lively and the gals have great insight and perspective. It's a treat to listen to the guests that are interviewed. I am so glad I found this podcast. I thoroughly look forward to each new episode. So thank you, Holly. That is so nice.
Oh, really appreciate- so sweet.
Really appreciate it. And I know that, Amy, you have been catching up, doing a mammoth undertaking. Trying to catch up. Have you had any that you particularly enjoyed?
Well, I just listened to the Cassidy Carter interview, which was like 2 months ago, but it was really good. But the thing is, I feel like every time I listen to an episode, I have 3 more to listen to. So I am losing here.
you don't even need to fight this battle. Just start it where you are and but go
like
here.
There's things on here I don't want to miss. Like, I don't want to miss all the when calls the Hallmarkies. I don't want to miss, you know, the summer I think I was on that one actually, so I don't need to listen to that. But you know, the ones I'm on, I don't listen to. I don't like the sound of my own voice.
I loved that interview, and it's kind of fun because Lisa has become kind of our book person. So she joins me, our book correspondent, Hallmark publishing correspondent. Let's say that. So she joins me to talk with the authors, and has been really fun. And I don't know, I'm just so amazed. Like, it blows my mind that anybody wants to give of their time to help me with this project. And I just always feel very humbled that anybody is willing to help me.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, we love you, Rachel. That's why we do it.
Yes. Oh, a wonderful little community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Caroline, do you have a favorite recent episode that you particularly enjoyed listening to? Or
I love the Love Takes Flight episode. And the Think Tank one, that was really fun.
Mm-hmm. That was a really fun one. You should definitely listen to that one, Amy. I think you'd enjoy it.
It's on my list.
It's on the list. Yeah, and we are going to be having Lisa from Best Forevers on in the next couple of weeks. I've actually already recorded it. We're gonna try to do a monthly kind of friend edition, and we're gonna be talking about the Christmas choir I'll post it in a couple of weeks. So anyway, yeah, she's the best. And I really liked that one as well. It was really good. And it's interesting because it ended up being one of our most listened to ever, which I was a little unsure because it was pretty long. Mm-hmm. But with Lisa, her podcasts are always very long, but people really like them. So it's kind of cool. So thank you, Holly, for your nice review. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And if any of you can put in your reviews on iTunes and on Facebook, we really do appreciate it a lot. So thank you. And so we have some feedback about When Calls the Heart, the big finale. just from our patron, from Scott, he says, the When Calls the Hallmarkies podcast coverage was truly amazing. Great job to everyone involved. So it was really rewarding to me to see, because I was not on a lot of those because I had screenings on Monday nights, And but then there were some that I was on and back and forth. But it was really rewarding to me to see Casey do her first hosting. That was great. Mm-hmm. To, you know, Amber did some hosting. That was really, it's just really fun to see people not only becoming involved, but also, you know, trying their hand and doing a great job at hosting. So that was cool.
Yes, it was. I enjoyed being on the When Calls the Heart episodes mm-hmm. with Amber and Casey.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were on the one where she was brave and just doing it with you and Laura. So
I was
very proud of her.
Yes. So,
she did a great job. What are your sort of final thoughts coming out of the season of When Calls the Heart? What do you think, Amy? Have you been able to watch the episodes?
Yes, I finished it. I am so happy. Like the end of this season has been amazing for me. I love it even more. I have a really nice feeling of an ensemble show now, which mm-hmm. makes me happy. And it just seems like stuff gets done a little bit faster and it's nice. Mm-hmm. That's it. Also, yeah. Jesse and Clara are my OTP. Okay.
Yeah, they have really become one of the favorites, and I know our friend of the podcast, Ann Riddle, is team classy all the way, and I mm-hmm. can't really blame her. So that's really cool. I also have just really enjoyed it and enjoyed this season, and it's just been a great experience. So what are your sort of final thoughts coming out of this, Caroline?
This is my second favorite season of the whole series behind season one. Like, it just has the same feeling to me. Mm-hmm. And I love the last couple of episodes the most out of the season. And I just love Elizabeth and Baby Jack and mm-hmm. Lee and Rosemary. Oh my gosh. Like, they're the best.
It really has been great. Mm-hmm. We also had this week our episode on the Good Witch season 5 preview, and that was a lot of fun. Georgia mm-hmm. and Amy joined me for that. And we had Becky in our patron group says, y'all are hilarious. This one was awesome. Loved it. And so excited for the new season. For the bar hopping kind of guy.
I still don't know where that came from.
he's a lovable outlaw.
Yeah, I guess.
His name is
There's
Adam.
Nothing wrong. If you go bar hopping, go bar hopping. But for some reason, that said bad boy to me in the moment. So, okay, anyways.
I mean, let's be honest. It probably is kind of a Hallmark version of a bad boy. It's not a true bad boy.
That's true.
Yeah. Hallmark
bad. Then Scott says, you delivered two surprises to me in the podcast. Good surprise. I didn't know Kathy and Jimmy was going to be on the season. I hope it's a large role and not a cameo. And bad surprise, I didn't realize there will be a break for Christmas in July. Not good. I'm tired of breaks.
I didn't know that either.
Jesus, Ross and Rachel, When Calls the Heart, and now Good Witch. No.
I had to Google the Ross, like I read that comment. I had to Google the Ross and Rachel comment.
Amy.
We are working so hard on the podcast to educate Amy. On pop culture.
Apparently, I thought it was very cultured, but apparently I'm just like,
90s and early 2000s culture.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, we like to tease Amy. She's a good sport about it. So we also had another voicemail.
Hello. This is an anonymous caller who has nothing to do with Greg McBride. Because we thought it might be a good idea to do a weekly half-hour show on A Heavenly Christmas and how dreamy Greg McBride is. Again, this isn't Greg McBride. This isn't the person who wrote A Heavenly Christmas. I have nothing to do with Greg McBride. I'm an anonymous caller named Greg McBride. Oh, sorry. Okay, good. You guys caught me. Seriously? I love that you guys have a feedback line now. This is awesome. And my feedback, because of course I was kidding earlier, sort of. My feedback is I love that, of course, the focus remains on Hallmark movies, but I think it's great that every now and then you take a look at Netflix romantic comedies and that kind of thing. And we all love the genre, right? So it's great to do a little comparison every now and then. while keeping the focus, of course, on Hallmark. Anyway, you guys are doing a great job. You know I love and adore you. This is not a paid endorsement. And this is Greg McBride. All right. Bye. I'll be watching and listening.
So we can all agree the feeling is mutual. We all love Greg.
Oh.
And I wouldn't be surprised if on this friendship podcast that I mentioned, that maybe we might see a Heavenly Christmas pop-up of theirs coming up. I could see it. Yeah. So it's going to be very exciting, but no, we love Greg so much. He has a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was delightful.
You know, I've never been on a podcast with Greg and I'm still waiting.
I know he's been very busy. We love anytime. Like literally, if he was like, it's 2 a.m. in the morning, I want to do a podcast, I'm like putting on my headphones, ready to go, because I love him so much. And last time when we did the Midnight Kiss and Winterfest preview with him,
that was so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
I was clenching my fists, just trying to keep myself from just losing it. I was laughing so hard. I know Emma was too. Laughing so hard. So he's the best, and hopefully we can get him back and maybe for another preview or something like that, because he's just one of our best friends of the podcast. And I like the fact that he mentioned about the Netflix, because mm-hmm. that was just yesterday, and I'm really happy with how it turned out. I've been wanting to get my friend Jennifer on the podcast for a while, and I thought that she did a great job. And so I'm excited to hopefully keep having her on. And I just thought it turned out real fun. I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad people do enjoy the off-network ones, because I always worry when we do it. I'm like, oh, people are going to hate this because it's not Hallmark. But then people end up really enjoying it. And that makes me really happy.
I like the off-network stuff too.
Yeah. So. And we always clearly label bonus. So you mm-hmm. know, if you're not into it, just skip it. No problem. No hard feelings. I promise. So it was cool. So that was fun. Okay. Moving on, we have from Scott, from our patron. He asks us about the Hallmarkies podcast intro song that we have. He says that it always makes me smile when I hear it, because I know good content is coming. The regal sounding music inspires me. The regal sounding music inspires me to inquire. So she wants to know, first, how was the theme song chosen? Who is the artist performing the song? And do you think if we wrote lyrics to the theme song, we could get Jen Lilly to sing it? So Amber really wanted, she didn't want to have just a purchased a bit of music, which is what I have for my other podcast. And for our Christmas mini reviews, I just purchased that music. Mm-hmm. And so she went out into her Facebook friends, her groups, things like that. And she just asked, does anyone want to compose a sweeping and delightful fair use theme song that's like 3 to 7 seconds long for me? And one of her friends named Sam Johnson, I guess, volunteered, and he is a totally legit YouTube star now. He has his own channel, Squirrel Basher, I guess is his channel, that has 500,000 subs. So he wrote and performed the song, and he's, according to Amber, quote, and he is a legitimately talented guy. So everyone should go to his fascinating YouTube channel. So we'll put that in the comment section, or in the description. I didn't even know that, to be perfectly honest. Just writing that now. Way to go, Sam. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
Yeah. We should probably like give him credit in the description or something.
Yeah. I didn't know. I mean, we bought it. We paid for it, but still. We can put it in the description. So that's cool. And if anybody wants to volunteer to write lyrics or a little like to the jingle, we could probably convince Jen Lilly. I bet you we could. Maybe when she's not so busy with the baby.
That's true.
But there's lots of singers in Hallmark. I bet we could convince mm-hmm. somebody.
Or all of us could sing it. All seven of us.
Oh.
That's not a good idea, Caroline.
Let's just say I was in choir in high school, but I did not sing. I was just up on the screen, on the stage, looking nice.
You were just trying to make the altos look as
I was popular. An alto, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Popular as the sopranos. Yes. I know that strategy. Okay, next question is directed towards me, which is fun. He says, Scott says, I'd like to know more about Rachel's experience as Rotten Tomato film critic. He says, when there are advanced screenings, first, are they in a regular movie theater? Do you have to pay admission? Do you get free popcorn? Do you have to review so many films a year to maintain an active status? And are you allowed to leave a movie if it's really bad? So this is going to be fun. So the first answer is that, yes, they are advanced screenings, and you get a weekly email. I mean, this is just how they do it here in Utah. There could be very different all over.
Yeah, around. Afterwards, can I talk about it in LA a little bit?
Oh, sure.
It's a little different, yeah.
So there's kind of three companies that do these advanced screenings here in Utah. One of them is very hard to get on the list. I worked so hard. Then there's the Disney is its own thing and kind of difficult to get on their screening list. And then, there's another one that's a little bit easier, to get on their list. But for a long time with the advanced screenings for years and years, I would go and I would basically kind of enter a lottery that, they would, you would have to go about 2 hours early, even if you'd gotten this ticket supposedly online. And you go to advancedscreenings.com and you can sign up basically for the lottery. And then you go and you wait and try to get there as early as you can. And usually you'd end up getting into the movie. I only had one time where I waited and didn't get into the movie. And that was for the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. That wasn't a huge loss. It was fine. But yeah, it's I would have to drive all over town. The advanced screenings are at just the regular movie theaters here. Mm-hmm. And there's particularly one in downtown that is very popular for them to use. It's kind of a pain because I have to go into the city. But nevertheless, it's where they typically do them. And you do not have to pay admission, which is one of the perks. Ooh. And as far as free popcorn, usually you don't get anything free at the screenings. Every once in a while, there will be a little bit of swag. My friend Larry, he gets all kinds of stuff. So they obviously like Denver more than Utah, which is fine. but just recently, I went to see Late Night, and they actually did a raffle kind of a thing, and I ended up winning a gift card. So that's very rare. I've never had that happen any other time. But occasionally you'll get like a plastic cup with the movie's name on it or something like that occasionally, or a poster that's sometimes you'll get. But when I went to see the movie Missing Link, I got a t-shirt. And I didn't like give the movie a favorable review. So the swag, it does not sway me at all, but it's fun. It's fun when it happens. But anyway, so that's kind of with the advanced screenings. As far as, do you have to review so many films a year to maintain active status? No, because there are actually people, there are critics on Rotten Tomatoes that are dead. So obviously they're not writing new reviews.
Whoa.
Like Roger Ebert is on is an example is on Rotten Tomatoes, and so no, once you're on, you're on. As far as I think, the only maybe if you did something like really racist or a terrible person or something like that, then they might. But no, even when people were really mad about my Shazam review, people tried to get me kicked off Rotten Tomatoes with ridiculous things. And the Rotten Tomatoes completely had my back 100%, and they were incredible. Aww. And they have been incredible to work with. And like I did mention in the Netflix podcast that they've been going through and adding all my old reviews. And so it is kind of hilarious when I see a review from 2014. Like 5 years ago. I'm like, oh, okay. But they've been great, and they are very protective and proactive of their critics, which I appreciate. And yeah. And I think I'm super excited about their new system for doing the audience score, where you actually have to verify that you got a ticket and you watched the movie. So that way these trolls can't go on and just downrate it and they haven't even seen the movie. So that's that makes that score a lot more legitimate, in my opinion. But anyway, so no, you can't lose your active status. And then the last question, are you allowed to leave a movie if it is really bad? Yes, you are. You can leave the movie if you want. I have only walked out of a movie twice in my life, but it was when I was in college, so I wasn't, you know, reviewing things. But you certainly can. And I think that it's a valid response. Mm-hmm. If a movie is, I would only do it if I felt like a movie was truly morally offensive, like really just disgraceful. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason I think I would do it. And then in my review, I would probably not even call it a review. I would call it like a commentary or something like that. And I would say that I did, walk out early. But it would have to be very rare and very bad for me to walk out of it early. So, but you are allowed. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So that's how it works here in Utah. What about you, Amy? Have you been to some advanced screenings?
Yeah, I've been to quite a few over the years. And I think it's just because I am very fortunate to live close to LA that mm-hmm. we have a lot more of these opportunities for just regular people to go see the movie early. And I think anyone can do this anywhere. I just think there's more screenings in LA. But personally, I'm signed up with Universal Pictures, Warner Brothers, this company called One Iota, and a couple others. And you just sign up on their email and they'll send you a newsletter every once in a while. Or if you're in the demographic of people they want to go see the movie, they'll email you about it. I got one about Godzilla a week ago. I had no interest in seeing Godzilla, but they emailed me and said, hey, there's a screening. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few in Orange County as well. Yeah. And I was very fortunate on Warner Brothers to get the email about the advanced screening they did for the new Fantastic Beasts movie. I was one of the first people in the world, like a fan-wise, to see it. Mm-hmm. We got to go down Universal Studios in LA. I saw it at 6 a.m.
Wow.
They gave us free food and drinks, and I got a purse and like different pins and keychains and stuff. And they also, if you go to one that's at Universal, the Universal AMC Theater, on the Universal Walk or whatever it's mm-hmm. called, they actually give you tickets to go into the park for the rest of the day.
Oh, nice.
Well, and there are sometimes screenings that are not for press. The press are excluded. And if you actually, I would get in trouble if I went to one of those screenings. I could lose my privileges.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you have to be careful about that. But yeah, if you go to advancedscreenings.com, at least here, I think it's valid everywhere in the United States, but try it out, advancedscreenings.com, and that will connect you to, it'll show you all the list of all those kind of things from Sony, from Warner Brothers, from Universal, whatever, all the different ones, and it will let you know whether it's a contest or a raffle or, you know, what you, and then what you have to do. But my advice, if you do go to a screening, is that they usually give out more tickets than they have seats.
Yeah.
So go as early as you possibly can to get the to get your spot. So.
Well, I even saw Isn't It Romantic before Rachel did.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, how did that happen? I'm like, that doesn't make sense. But yeah, it's fun. And if you follow a lot of YouTubers as well, at least here in like Orange County, Los Angeles area, a lot of YouTubers will get partnerships with movies and you can go watch that movie with that YouTuber you like. I've done it like 3 or 4 times. It's really cool. So yeah.
Yeah. So we should do a whole video on like one of our channels about this, because this is interesting. So yeah, let us know if you have any more questions about that. But I really, that was fun to talk about. So we have a fan of the week that we're going to be talking about from now on. We got Alyssa, I'm not sure, from Instagram, and she says, "Hi, ladies. I love the podcast. It makes my commute go so much more quickly. I listened to your June weddings preview show and had to comment on promise rings. While I completely agree that two grown adults giving promise rings is ridiculous, not everyone has bad luck with them. My parents, my sisters, and I have all had promise rings, and we're all happily married. My parents have been married for 34 years, together for 40. My older sister has been married for 6 years and has one son. They've been together 15 years. My little sister just got married last fall to her high school sweetheart. They've been together for 9 years, and I married my husband almost 5 years ago. We've been together for 12. We have a 3-year-old now and can't wait for the future. The stones for my promise ring are actually 3 of the diamonds in my wedding band. Again, a promise rings is 50-year-olds, so weird, but sometimes they do work out. Keep up the good work. Can't wait to hear more." So that was really cute. Promise rings defended.
Yes. So. My parents and my older brother, my dad and my older brother, both gave them to my now mom and sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
So it worked out. I mean, when I got a promise ring in high school, it did not work out. but it does, I want to say it does work out a majority of the time.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, you can never go wrong with getting jewelry for your significant other, so why not? Just, when you're 50, maybe just propose.
Yeah.
just do it.
What are you waiting for? Big diamond.
But
well, I mean, you know, my sister-in-law was quite angry when she got her, not angry, just upset when she got her promise ring, because they'd been dating for like 5 years. So
he was taking advice from Auntie Jack. Yeah,
I mean, my dad did 8 years, so it really the men in my family. Anyways,
that's patient. They're patient.
Yes.
Well, so we also have from Mary on Facebook. She says, "With Christmas in July right around the corner, I heard a rumor that there is one new Christmas movie premiering. Do you think that they are going to release more new Christmas movies in July, or just that one? Hallmark did promise us new movies every Saturday night. Love your podcast, especially your preview movie rating shows and the recap crown rating shows." So thank you so much, Mary. We actually know that there are going to be two movies in Christmas in July. And I think the only one, I don't have the calendar in front of me, only one on regular Hallmark Channel that was open that we still weren't sure when they were, was I think the 26th of July. So they haven't announced that one yet. I could be wrong, but that's my understanding. And so that one will probably be an early summer nights movie is my guess, or just one of these sort of random ones that they throw in there. Sometimes. So yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see, but we should have one every Saturday. Mm-hmm. So
we're getting a bunch of Christmas movies in July, but we can't get a 4th of July movie.
That's true.
I'm not salty. I promise. I'm fine.
We need to talk Amy off the ledge here. She's
a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm fine. I'll get over it.
He's filming a 4th of July movie in Canada. Would be
I mean, we got the one with Meghan Markle. You just have to be happy with that.
Yes,
that was like years ago, though. It's good. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to make all my friends watch it this year. But still.
I wish we could get a sequel to Kiss at Pine Lake, and then we could have Brennan Elliott back as the ridiculous businessman. That's still probably my favorite Elliot role. I just loved it so much when he's like, "What is all these trees?" Yeah. He's in the forest. What is all those trees? That was hilarious.
Sadly, we will never see another Hallmark movie from Meghan Markle.
He's living the dream, though.
Yeah, that's true. Princess, actress. I'm going to go with princess.
It's a Hallmark movie come to life.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Congratulations to her on her new little one. That's very fun.
He's very cute.
So we're almost done here. We had very exciting this last weekend. We had a new live tweeter, Abby Kidd, my friend, and she did a great job with winning Nick Graceland. She hadn't even seen, I didn't realize she hadn't even seen the original. She totally did a great job. And then this weekend for Wedding March 5, our very good friend, Laurie Ann Marie, is going to be taking on that responsibility. So it's very fun. And we are working, we haven't quite finalized all the details or anything, but we're, the rest of us, why Laura takes on that responsibility, we're going to be doing a special watch movie commentary thing with our Facebook group. So if you are debating about becoming a patron, this is the moment.
Yes.
Because it's going to be hilarious. I mean, having Amber watching The Wedding March 5 is worth it just for that alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some of us are debating on wearing like wedding dresses to do it and like, yeah, you know,
special
so
t-shirts.
Yeah, we're getting into it. Yes. So
so thank you, Laura, for holding down the fort so we can do this.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And seriously, now's the time to become a patron because it's going to be so fun. And we'll let you know more details as we kind of finalize everything as far as how we're doing it. And we're still sort of working things out, but it's going to be fun. And then next week we have on Monday, we have our interview with Terry Wilson. Me and Lisa got to talk to her about her new novelization of Love at the Shore. She's a delight and wonderful. So that was really fun. And then we'll have our Good Witch, a two-night premiere recap. That will be on Tuesday, it should be. And then we have the Countdown to Summer recap on Wednesday with Liana and Megan from Hunks of Hallmark. And it is hilarious. So you'll love it. They are the best. And we also have a bonus interview next week with Heather Hemmons from Love Take Two. And she's delightful. And so you guys are going to really like that. So it's a huge week for the podcast and a lot of fun stuff coming up. So, all right, that's it. We've covered everything. Thank you so much for your feedback, everybody. This was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed just sort of talking about these questions and what's been going on in the podcast. So continue to give us your feedback and let us know what you think of all the different things that we've talked about. Call in with your voicemails at 801-855-6407 or you can send us an email at feedback@homeworkiespodcast.com. And if you could give us your reviews on Facebook, like we got this week from Holly, or on iTunes, give us your ratings and reviews. That's very helpful. If you can give us a thumbs up, if you're listening on YouTube, we really appreciate that as well. Subscribe to the channel. We love all of that. And, you know, we have our patron that for $5 a month, you can be on our Facebook group and it's really fun. You'll love it. And we have lots of other perks. You can have me do a review for you. You can have me do a podcast for you on my other channel. There's just tons of cool stuff. And so we're really excited about everything going on. And Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter at It's Amy Craig.
Great. And Caroline, what about you?
On Twitter at Mita Caroline R.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews on iTunes and YouTube, all of our social media, and on Rotten Tomatoes. You can check that out. It's really fun. We're doing Teen Month on my channel. And so that's really fun for family movie night. So thanks again, you guys. And we'll look forward to talking about next week, all the fun stuff going on. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye.